Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined in the studio right now by Misty Birch, HR and Business Development Director at Castleview Hospital. First off, Misty, always fun to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you, Jordan.
Let's dive right into it. I mean, September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and you guys have the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which exists to find cures to blood cancers, but it's also there to improve the quality of life of patients and families. So I'm assuming in September, you guys put a large emphasis on this particular deal, right?
Yes, we do. And so when I first moved down here, I brought Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with me. I was on the board and I wanted to continue on the board. It's something that's very close to my heart. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer and there's no treatment and no way to prevent a blood cancer. And so it's something that I want to do year after year. And my goal is to raise enough money to where we can have our own Light the Night Walk here locally. Last year, we raised about $7,300, and my goal this year is $10,000. We're represented in Salt Lake at the walk as Carbon and Emery County team, and so it's a fun deal, fun time to raise money.
What are some of the things that you guys provide here for people locally that need more information or that I guess are patients or families that are associated with blood cancers? I mean, what are some of the things that you guys provide here locally?
Okay, so the LLS, it provides free information, education, and support services for those who have been touched by blood cancers, and that includes, you know, for family members and patients themselves. The other thing that we do is we advocate for state and federal policies that can reduce the cost of blood cancer. So this past summer, I went to D.C. So for the blood cancer patients, you know, so any type of pre-existing, we were trying to make sure that that doesn't affect their insurances. And so we also advocated for certain types of drugs so that they're not as expensive for patients as well, so they can lower those costs for cancer patients. The other thing that LLS is not, you know, the research is not solely just on the blood cancer. Some of the breakthroughs are helping to treat breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, ovarian cancer, and many other cancers. And the most prevalent cancer when you think about blood cancer is leukemia, which is in children. And so a lot of children, that's the highest killing cancer, you know, for children. Back in 1960, they had about a 3% survival rate, and now there's about a 90% survival rate because of the research that's been done.
It's amazing to see the way things have evolved in really a short period of time when you think about it. I mean, and a lot of it has to be because of organizations like LLS, right?
It is. I mean, one of the neatest treatments that was just passed was, and it was just this last month that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved, and it's a gene therapy, and it's called the CAR-T immunotherapy, and it's for ALL, which is a type of leukemia. And basically what they do is they take the T cells out and they bring in the HIV virus. And the HIV virus is not a live virus, but the HIV, those cells kill the cancer cells. And so they've approved that for all patients now, and I think that's really neat.
As far as the breakthroughs go, I mean, again, over the last 60 years, I mean, with LLS advanced research, you're talking about survival rates doubling, tripling, even quadrupling. Outside of leukemia, there's been other breakthrough therapies, right?
There has. There's been, I mean, a lot of this, the treatments that are helping other cancers, you know, the pancreatic, the ovarian, and the breast cancer. So when they go through, and even up at the Huntsman and the University of Utah, we're funding some research up there. And those cancer, the research is actually, well, it's for blood cancer, then they'll stumble upon things that will help breast cancer patients and pancreatic cancer, ovarian, and others.
Now, you guys also have a lot of fundraising, right? I mean, throughout the month of September, there's a couple of things you guys are going to be doing.
Yes. Right now, we're doing, September 27th, we're doing a cake raffle. And so anybody can make a cake. It's open up to the public. They can bring in a cake. The highest raffled cake will go for, you know, we'll get the prize. We'll have two divisions, basically one fondant, one regular, you know, type icing cake. Anybody can make it and anybody can buy them. So it'll be open to the public. It'll be on the September 27th in the afternoon in the classroom. And so they come and enjoy and have some fun.
Now, do you guys, is there anything that goes along with the cakes or is it just flat out the cakes?
We're going to have a lot of different things there. Okay. We're just trying to put it all together.
Uh-huh. It's coming up. That'll be on September 27th, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the whole public is welcome to just go to the hospital and take a look at them?
Yes, they are.
That's fantastic. You guys are going to be doing some other things, I know, throughout the month as well, outside of the cake raffle, right?
We are. We're going to be doing other fundraising. And then there's other ways that companies can get involved. Throughout the last few years, I've had support from CNS and Emory Telcom and Tramalone Electric and, you know, Peels, they've helped out. And so we've had a lot of companies that have come forward and did fundraising or just have donated. So one of the things I'd like to do is put our website, it's for Carbon and Emery County, the team, up on your guys' website. And so people can go there and either donate or join the team.
And now the fundraising, it's done in honor of what you guys call honored heroes. Explain this to
me
a little bit.
So every campaign that LLS does, they do an honored hero. And an honored hero is someone who's had leukemia or lymphoma, any type of blood cancer. And for this year, Tate Levanger is our honored hero. And so he's not just the honored hero for Carbon and Emery County, but he's the honored hero for Utah. So all our fundraising is done in honor of him.
Well, Misty, from my perspective, I have to tell you thank you because we talk about this every year. And you mentioned that it's very close to your heart, and it's obvious that it's close to your heart with the work that you put into this. And I think it's, first off, congratulations on everything that you put into this, and I think it's fantastic. Hopefully, people can rally around. And again, that goal of $10,000, I don't see why we couldn't hit that, right?
I think it would be easy if we can get everybody involved.
Yeah.
So, and I think when you think about it, when I first got involved in LLS, I never even thought about who was in my family that had a blood cancer. And then it dawned on me that my grandma died of blood cancer. Right now I have an uncle who has leukemia. But everybody in my family's had different types of breast cancer, or different types of cancers that you can think of. And so research like this is going to help do away with cancer.
Yeah. Before I let you go, one last thing. Please give all the information, all the logistics one more time for people to get involved, people to help out, and of course with that cake raffle one more time.
Okay. So we're going to do the cake raffle on September 27th in the afternoon at Castleview Hospital in the classroom. And then I'm going to put up on your website the link that you can go on to either join our team or to donate to the fundraising.
Misty, it's always so much fun to talk with you. Thank you again for coming down here to the radio station. I know we'll talk again, I'm sure, throughout the month.
Yes, we will. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Misty.
Thank you.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.